This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mo Mandel is on the hotline right now, letting you know some of the best cities in America.
I love Mo. Mo's one of my favorites, and I... You know, he's got this show, and it's such a great idea because you do see all that clickbait on BuzzFeed or any a million different websites.
Yeah, from drunkest town to most boring town.
Horniest town, yeah. Dirtiest town, which, by the way, is Ponca City, Oklahoma. Yeah. Ponca means bring soap. It's terrible. Terrible, man.
Our next guest is a comedian and actor who you've seen on Comedy Central, Conan, in The Tonight Show. He's appeared on such shows as Two Broke Girls and Modern Family. And tomorrow night, you can watch as he explores America's clickbait towns on the Discovery special, Small Town Throwdown. Please welcome Mo Mandel.
Hey Mo, what have you been up to, man, besides, well, traveling around the world?
Well, hey, Tony, what's up, man? What have I been doing? I started a new bar in Ponca, and,
Right?
The whole idea is it's called pee wherever you like.
Yeah, no, yeah. Bathroom. No running water in one communal glass.
Right, it's not going well.
Yeah, so this is such a great idea, by the way, because I do, one of the things we always try to do on motorcycle trips is take don't take the interstate. Get on the smallest highway. You can still make decent time and check out these towns. And there's some really cool things you see along the way. You also see some very horrifying things.
Well, yeah, no, exactly. And as a comedian traveling around, you know, it's kind of funny when you see these clickbait articles, because, like, I'll see an article like, "This town sucks." And I'm like, oh, I was there last week and I actually had a blast.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, no matter what town you go to, there's people think the town next door totally sucks. But a lot of times, it's just because they've never been there.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that it's actually pretty awesome.
You what? So, did you cover the smelliest town? Because there's a town in Kansas called Liberal, Kansas, that is the most awful-smelling town I've personally ever been near.
It's Liberal, Kansas?
Yeah, which is an oxymoron. But it's...
Well, the Liberal with the smells, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's...
a place called Coalinga, California, which is known as the smelliest town in America, at least in the articles that I read. And it is it's an interesting thing because it's right along the 5. So if you drive in between San Francisco and L.A., you hit this place that just smells like cows and not the best parts of them, right? And it just reeks, right? So you drive by and you're just like, good God, it's so bad. And the exit for Coalinga is right there, as people call it, Coalinga, right? So my whole life I've driven by and I just thought this is the smelliest place, just awful. But I never actually got off the freeway and visited it. And when we shot off the show there, just going off the freeway, you drive a few miles off, you're somehow away from the wind where this whole huge cow feedlot is, and you barely smell it, and the town actually turned out to be awesome. They have like these giant monster truck mud bogging events that I got to do, and it was like,
nice.
Man, this is a town I've personally driven by 1,000 times, always thought it was terrible. And here I am, and it's actually pretty great.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I would nominate the smelliest town in America to be Liberal. And I'll tell you, the only reason I think it beats them is it's got way more of the cow farming, the ranching. And then it's also got pig lots out there. And when I tell you pigs, I mean millions of pigs and hundreds of thousands of cows. It smells like so much manure and crap. When you go to the restaurant to eat, we had to stop there on a motorcycle trip. I think people just go nose blind to it because you could taste it in your mouth while you were trying to eat your food.
Okay, so I can see what you mean there. If you're mixing pig farts and cow farts, that might kind of create some sort of hurricane of stank.
Oh.
So we may have to go there on season two.
What about the ugliest people?
You know, it's so weird, right? The town that I found that supposedly has the ugliest people is Sacramento, which is near where I grew up in California. And people there, in my mind, I mean, there's always a lot of really hot girls. Like, you know, I've been clubs there for years. There's always like really hot girls in the crowd. So it's just so funny to me that it's like these people in Sacramento wake up, they read the paper, "You're hideous." And they just sort of have to spell out their name.
I feel like it would be fun to take a camera to a small town. You know, you're supposed to pass those towns and they only say like population 14 and just run a camera by them all.
Right. Maybe that should be a new website in conjunction with this town called Rate These Town Folk.
Exactly. But it is fun to go around. And I know that it sounds like there's a negative connotation to this, Mo, but what you're really finding is none of these titles are probably true. And the fact of the matter is you find some pretty great things to do in every town.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of a rare optimistic project for me. You know, it's kind of like something that I'm from a very tiny town myself, 700 people. It's called Boonville. Certainly been made fun of a lot, and a great town. So, you know, this has always been something I've wanted to do. And, the towns in Wisconsin are awesome. We went to a place in Wisconsin called Appleton, known as the drunkest town in America. And I figured it'd just be a bunch of sloppy drunks, you know, bar fights. I figured it'd be like Mad Max in the snow. But turned out to just be like this really fun, outdoorsy, adventurous, extreme town where people like do snowplow rodeos and, you know, they dive into this frozen river like every New Year's for like some sort of cult-like, cleanse yourself ritual that I did a few times. And, you know, it's kind of like this good, I think, kind of heartwarming thing for America right now, especially where, you know, it's just been like this connotation of negativity in this country,
right.
And it's great to kind of be able to, you know, be a part of something that reminds people, like, dude, this place is pretty damn great.
It is great.
A lot of the places that you think aren't great are actually some of the best.
You know, and if you're listening to the show, Mo Mandel, friend of the show, you guys know from Comedy Central and on shows like Fallon and Conan, he's hosting a new series on Discovery called Small Town Throwdown, and the thing you do find, because I do love to travel, and the thing I have learned is that we are a great country. We are a kind country. We're a thoughtful country. We have some things we got to fix, and we got some very loud people. The social media thing has really given a small group of a-holes a much bigger position in the world, where we used to just, remember when you'd have a party and be like, hey, remember to not invite Rick. Rick's an a-hole when he drinks, and he always wants to talk politics.
Right.
And so everybody just knew not to invite Rick. Now Rick knows the code to get into your house through social media.
Well, here's what I say about this on stage now. You know, people say, but I can't, because I am a definite patriot, and I love this country, and I hate when you, like, you know, say, like, you know, something patriotic, and so it's like, well, what about that? What about what America did that? It's like, okay, have you ever loved a person?
Yeah.
Did you love everything about them? You know, like, I love my fiance. The little chin hair that she has that pops out, and then she plucks it, and it pops right back out. I don't love that.
Yeah. Well, I think the key, though, is, that, honestly, all kidding aside, with the key is just be honest with each other. And just like you should in a relationship. Like, you're right. This is an incredible thing, man. But, hey, this really is true. Yeah, that's, we got to probably learn from that. It's the people that get wound up about, they think that the symbolism is more important than the truth. I don't know when knowledge became offensive, but it's that to me. If you're a patriot, if you really love this country, you should question many things and then believe naively like I do that we're good, that we're just, that I think the Statue of Liberty is an incredibly important statue. I think what it says in the bottom is very important. I think all the things we were taught when we were kids, I still try to believe in.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think is really cool about this show, and I hope people get this, is when you actually get out of your own bubble and little circle and actually interact with different kinds of people in different places,
yes,
you do realize just how great this country is and how interconnected people are. If you're sitting in your own little apartment, your own city, watching your own particular news channel about your own particular beliefs, which is what 99% of people on both sides do,
that's right,
you kind of lose sight of just the fact that we're all pretty damn similar. And everyone's kind of like, you know, able to get along a lot better than they think. You know, that's the scary thing. The more we stay apart, the more we think we're apart. But it's actually,
you're so right,
you know,
Mo.
Very much not like that.
Mo, you know what? You get it. You told, and I think the world gets it, man. We do know how to do this. Be kind, be respectful when you have a discussion. And then you'll realize that everybody wants to love or be loved. Everybody wants to have clean drinking water and wants to have a strong military, wants food on their table and at their grocery store. And they want to just live their life. Most people, majority, don't really care about how somebody else lives their life.
Right, exactly. Living your own life, if you're really living it, is stressful, enjoyable, and consuming enough.
Yeah.
That it's truly the only thing you could focus on. Besides, remembering to watch Small Town Throwdown Wednesday at 10.
9 o'clock, Kansas City time.
The thing you can easily have. Oh, yeah, Kansas City, 9 o'clock, that's right.
Do you think you'll ever get back to your... I mean, how long do you think it'll be before I see you again in person?
Dude, I hope it's soon, man. I've been like... I was sad to hear that Craig passed away, you know? I mean, that was always my connection to Kansas City, like coming down there and doing Stanford and Son.
Yeah, no, that was heavy. It was such a weird time. I know we're running out of time here, but you know... He was suing me personally and the radio station for, like, he had me for $6 million and then for, like, 20.
Yeah, yeah. It was a weird thing, too, because for me, like, I had such a good relationship with Craig, but the last time I was down there, we did have a little bit of a thing.
Yeah. Let me guess. He didn't pay you everything he was supposed to.
Whatever. It doesn't matter what it was.
No,
like,
it
didn't feel bad. It was one of those moments where, like, damn it, you know, I like this guy. Why did the last moment happen to be kind of rough?
No, I could not agree more, man. And trust me, I'm just always trying to be truthful about it. Did he still owe me $15,000? Sure. Was he flawed? Yes. Was he incredibly funny and maybe the most interesting person I met that whole decade? Yeah, he sure was. And I miss him all the time.
There is a thing on that he said on your show that I tell people all the time, which is not the right thing to discuss while promoting this show. But he said something so damn funny and ridiculous. I've told a million people. I've even talked about it on other radio shows. Yeah, I mean, he was a one of a kind.
Yeah.
He was definitely, for good and bad, just a completely unique person. And
I feel the same way.
Well, when I come down there again, I'd love to just sort of, like, you know, just tell some of our favorite Craig stories on the air. That would be a blast.
Yeah, no, we talked about doing something called... Oh, they were dicks. Yeah, I know. It hit 50. I know. Who was it? Discovery Channel?
That's this guy. That wasn't my guy. That was Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell Discovery. They can keep the shows.
Yeah.
Next time they call.
Yeah. Well, that's why I did regular.
And I know we were 49 seconds over.
Yeah.
But... See, that ain't going to work for me.
Yeah.
Now I got to call Mo on his personal line that he's probably on right now and be like, hey, Mo,
hello?
Pick up.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure Mo knows we know. Well, he knows. I was in mid-sentence. Yeah. Anyway, I was going to tell him about the idea to do Roast the Ghost because they all, it's the strangest thing about Glazer, man. Don't you kind of miss him? Because I genuinely do. In the way that he was so entertaining and so much material.
Oh,
that he was like he was for loving, not for trusting.
Mm.
Because he was like that thing that you knew you were never going to get paid correctly. You knew it was going to end up in a fireball. I mean, you always know.
And he was banned from other, like, I never got sideways with him about anything, nor did anybody that I was working closely with. But Mike would feel bad as a manager going, buddy, you haven't paid this. They're not going to let you in the radio station. You can't be on the air if you're not paying your bill. You know, it was just moments like that that would make it awkward. But again, you're like, oh, here we go again. God bless him. It was always, God love him. He's him.
Yeah.
But he'd always say the most incredibly awkward things that you'd laugh.
Yeah.
Some of the worst to other people or about other people, like you being gay.
It bothers me. I didn't know till after when he and I would get sideways, apparently, and I didn't know he used to do this.
For a while.
So when he would be mad at me, he would tell people in the industry that I was gay, which, first of all, why would that be bad?
That's not.
And second of all, like, what? But I was like, are you kidding, Nick?
No, because it took somebody else that said it. And I'm like, oh, my God, here's my window because I'd forgotten all about it.
By the way, it's totally true. I couldn't love a good veiny penis more than,
you and George Brett were the two biggest ones that he would say.
Jesus gay Christ. Around time. No, he used to say Tommy Morrison, remember? He'd say Tommy got AIDS, not because of steroids, but because he was gay.
But
he used to tell me that, too. He used to say that all the time.
I literally heard him on the phone one day. Like, he had a comic here, and we were doing news or whatever, and I was waiting on the comic, and he was walking up and down the hallway, talking on the phone. and he was talking about you and George Brett.
Oh, so
separately,
good.
Not together, which would be an awesome couple.
Oh, my God, George Brett I would wish.
Be if I had to be gay.
What do I got
to
be a top? Now, yeah. Didn't he beat up a bunch of stuff with a bat?
Yeah.
I feel like...
You got to be a bottom with Brett.
I want to be a top. If I got to go to jail, I got to be a top, man.
But he was telling somebody that you guys were gay, and then I couldn't hear the other side of the conversation, but he just kept going, have you ever seen him with a girl? Have you ever seen him with a girl?
The best part is... did Craig ever see me? Yes, of course he did. I used to go see shows, and it was like, I had to think about it for a second. I'm like, I just never wanted to do anything socially with you, Craig, because you're awful.
You're confusing Craig with the truth, by the way. You had to think if he ever saw you with a girl. It wouldn't have mattered.
No, it's true. Sassy is just a beard.
and the time he offered to double date.
Oh, no.
Mark Tracy.
No. Yeah, it wasn't even, by the way, double date's not the term we're looking for here. It was that heroin chick, and then one was some girl who was gacked out. She was going the other way. It wasn't a heroin.
One of them was
one was a former beauty queen, like a teen somebody. Like anyway, she was like 21 or 22, and you could tell she was blown out. Mm. And he's like, she really wants to meet your buddy. And we go up, and he's like, come up. So I finally go, okay, I'll walk over to the office. I walk up to the office. This is when we had the bar open, and he's like, she wants to bang both of us. What do you think? Think about it. And I go, no.
I will not think about it.
And I'm like, first of all, she's clearly completely janked, which she was pretty. And if she was normal, I would absolutely have entertained that idea. Not with him, though. That's the second part as you go.
Yeah, I'm not done.
I don't ever want to be near your genitals, you creepy, herpetic, ball fur eating weirdo.
I'd throw myself out a third floor window rather than double poke a chick with Craig.
You would be forever impotent if you looked up and saw Craig's I'm going to finish face. You'd just be, can you imagine?
Well, what, are you at a rally?
Think about it, 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 think about it. No.
Yeah.
You mean I could have had you, Craig?
I love that Jake brings up that you never saw him with a girl.
Never saw him with a girl.
That was part of what was always.
It's true. He's not married and doesn't have a kid. Hell, I just realized I'm gay.
He really helped you get out, didn't he?
You know what, man? He just helped me. You know what? He made me finally realize. Bring on the balls, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for helping me come out.
It's too horrifying. I think about that too much. I won't even ask my girlfriend to suck it. You think, God dang. Yeah, you don't want to, as a guy, you don't want to think about that, because then you're like, man, I'm just cruel. I'm cruel by asking you to do that. Yeah.
You know what?
So
never
I pretend
mind.
It's not that way, and I just keep on with my life.
You be you.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Or maybe we can make this into a contest. Which one of you chicks you think you can ungay me? That would have been a great contest.
Oh.
I want to be straight, ladies. Who can F me into straightness?
Yeah, turn the gay.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be the best. Can you imagine? Because I don't think girls feel that way, though. Because don't guys always say, like, oh, I can make that lesbian like D?
Well,
you're the reason lesbians hate D. Actually, they don't even hate the D. They hate you. You're the part that keeps it alive.
The reason lesbians hate people.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.